Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College.
On this day in 1939, Rosa Poy arrived in Mexico City as a Spanish refugee. Rosa had her own dental practice, but it had been destroyed by Franco's troops. Rosa dedicated herself to helping countless people escape from Spain to France, and then placed herself in a refugee camp to take care of the children. Alfred Jacob, a British friend, was working to get people on ships going to America to escape the war in Spain because the ocean was riddled with explosive mines and was becoming very dangerous. Together, Alfred and Rosa worked to get as many people as possible onto ships and across the Atlantic Ocean to the Americas. Only when Alfred insisted that Rosa go, too, did she go. She took the last ship to sail to America before the end of the war. After arriving in Mexico and facing many difficulties, Rosa was able to establish a dental practice. She visited all the American Friends work camps in Mexico and supported volunteers with free dental services. She was active in all Friends activities and even attended several yearly meetings in the U.S. Quote, "It is impossible to think of any activity connected with the meeting and not think of one of them," a fellow friend said in reference to Rosa and two of her friends who were also refugees.
Because of their stance against war and violence, Quakers were easily accused of treason during the Revolutionary War. In fact, General John Sullivan wrote a letter to John Hancock, who was the president of the Continental Congress. In this letter, he called Quakers, quote, "the most dangerous enemies America knows, and as such have it in their power to distress the country more than all the collected force of Britain, while they are themselves in no kind of danger, being always covered with that hypocritical cloak of religion," end quote. This letter, along with other documents submitted by Sullivan, caused Congress to begin what is known as the Virginia Exiles. In 1777, several Quakers were taken into custody without any evidence of treachery and sent to exile in Virginia, where they remained for nearly 8 months. On April 10, 1778, the Supreme Executive Council of Pennsylvania ordered that the exiles be released because of the anticipation of future consequences of holding prisoners without justification.
Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.